want to understand what is empathy, being connected to someone. And the reason of that, so I left the institute with Mark, and I went to another institute called INSERM unit. It's always this number,
yeah, different
280, INSERM. Whatever. And so I had my own lab. I was independent from Mark General. It was very good for me. Anyway, so, but something very important happened in my life. I became a father. And that's the best thing I did in my life, by the way. It's not my papers, my career. The most important things I did in my life is to be a father. I'm the father of two sons. And that has been, again, a huge change. It changed a lot. I wanted to understand something. When I had this little baby in my hand, I wanted to understand what is it like I feel so much for this baby. There's this bond and this motivation to care. And I look at his face, you know, so I you know, oh my God, I wanted to understand that. And so I started to read about developmental psychology. I started to be interested in, say, how the babies and what is this early social interaction between the baby and the parents and the mother and the father, whatever, who cares of the baby. Emotion can be transferred between two people. That's what we call empathy or emotional contagion. I think that's a better concept. And so forth. And the caring part, you know, empathic concern. Oh, I feel so much for this young baby. So that has been a big shift in my career. When I became a father, because of that, I said, I want to switch my area of interest. All of that guided me to study something that is called empathy.